I Don't Want to Be Different by Eliza Broadbent, based on a true story. The worth of souls is great in the sight of God. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 10. Micah always looked forward to dance class. She loved listening to the music. She loved practicing her butterfly skip and getting it just right. And she especially loved it when the whole class moved together. When they did that, it was like the dancers were all the same. It felt like she wasn't the only one with Down syndrome. Today, they were learning a new dance step. Micah watched her teacher leap into the air. She watched the other girls try. Some figured it out right away. Micah tried over and over, but she just couldn't get it right.
"Will you help me, teacher?"
Micah asked. The girl next to her looked at Micah. Then she leaned over to her friend.
"Why does she talk like that?"
she whispered. Both girls turned and looked at Micah. When Micah got home, Mom was kneading dough in the kitchen. She had flour on her cheek. Usually that would make Micah laugh, but today she just dropped her bag to the floor and sank into a chair at the table.
"How was dance?"
Mom asked.
"Terrible,"
Micah said.
"I asked for help, and a girl said I talk funny. Then she stared at me."
Micah looked down.
"I don't want to go to dance anymore."
"Oh, Micah, I am so sorry," Mom said. "Dad and I love watching you dance. We're so proud of how hard you work."
Micah felt tears starting to come.
"I don't like the Down syndrome in me. I wish it wasn't so hard for me to learn new things. I even have to practice talking."
Dad sat down by Micah and put his arm around her.
"Micah, we love you so much. We wouldn't change one thing about you."
But Micah just shook her head and buried her face in her arms.
"I don't want to be different. I want my Down syndrome to be taken out of me."
Mom and Dad were quiet for a few moments.
"I have an idea,"
Mom said. Micah peeked out over her arms.
"Why don't you pray and ask Heavenly Father how He feels about you?"
Micah thought about that. She liked saying prayers. Slowly, she nodded.
"Can you write down the question so I'll remember what to ask?"
Mom wrote the question down. Then Micah took the paper and went to her room to pray. A few minutes later, when she came into the kitchen, Micah's face was lit up like a light bulb.
"Heavenly Father answered,"
she said.
"What did he say?"
Mom asked.
"He said, 'Micah, I love you just the way you are.' And he said it with a loud voice."
The next week at dance, Micah didn't worry about what the other girls thought about her. Instead, she noticed another girl, Sarah, who looked sad. Sarah was having a hard time learning some of the new steps, too. When Micah got home, she decided to write a note to Sarah. She drew lots of hearts. Mom helped her with the spelling.
"Dear Sarah,"
Micah wrote,
"you're a great dancer. I want to be your friend. I'm happy you are in my dance class."
Micah couldn't wait to give Sarah the note. She wanted Sarah to feel happy and loved at dance, too. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, I Don't Want to Be Different. Read by Shannon Nelson, Mia, Roseanne, and Austin Peterson, and Rena Nelson.